Hey, babe. It's so great to see you. Seriously, you don't know how much of a relief it is to finally interact with a good person. I've been dealing with terrible people and sinners all day. I mean, I know it's sort of what we do, but it just gets grating. You know what I mean? Yeah, I did have a bad day at work. Scoot over. I want cuddles. Ah, oh, that's better. Being in your arms makes me feel warmer than the fires of hell ever could. I mean, I know I'm usually in one of the few air-conditioned sections, since I only work there, but I think the metaphor still stands. Do you mind if I just, like, vent for a minute? Well, there was this guy today who just refused to believe that he belonged down there. He kept insisting, send me up, I've got family waiting for me in heaven. Little did he know his family was also in hell. But that didn't stop him from raising a fuss, throwing my papers everywhere, and demanding to speak to the Big D himself. Let me tell you, the big guy was not happy. But hey, a bit of karmic justice for that guy for being so unruly, his punishment was doubled. So that story has a happy ending, but it was still incredibly stressful. But that just kind of describes my whole day. Stressful. I can't even put into words how sick I am of saying the phrase, "And what are your sins?" And if someone makes another "work is hell" joke, I swear I'm going to self-combust. Or get a hold of one of those pitchforks. I know I'm not a qualified torturer, but something tells me the boss would let that one slide. Sorry, babe. I've been going on and on about my day. How was yours? Not too stressful, I hope. Better now that I'm here. Oh, babe. Stop being so awesome. You're gonna make me cry. How did I get lucky enough to have you in my life? I mean, I'm honestly pretty fortunate. The one and only person I've ever met on Earth who wasn't immediately scared of me when they saw my real appearance. And you're not only my partner, but also the sweetest, most loving person I've ever met. And you know, I don't think I've ever told you this, but you've single-handedly restored my faith in humanity. Did you know that? Of course it's true. Every day at work, I'm subjected to the absolute bottom of the barrel. The scum of the earth. The people who give humanity a bad name. And sometimes, when I'm doing the paperwork for the 58th criminal that day, I lose sight of the positives. The friendly people. The ones who want to work to make the world a better place than they found it. The people who would give you the shirt off their back if it meant you were even a little bit happier. People like you. That's why when I come home, I usually cheer up so quickly, even if I've had a terrible day. Because the juxtaposition between them, the people being checked into hell, and you, a sweet, innocent, wonderful person with a heart of gold, is too big to ignore. And you're the one person who can always cheer me up when I'm feeling depressed. by the way. I've been meaning to tell you. I've been talking with the boss, and, well, he's offered you a chance to become a demon after death. The only caveat would be that you'd have to start working in hell, like me. But you know what? Being a secretary down there isn't actually all that bad. If you can get past the torrent of depressing people. Oh, they have great dental, too. Like, surprisingly good, actually. Plus, you'll get to live forever with me. We can be a demon couple. But I understand if you need some time to think about it. It's a very sudden offer for an incredibly big decision. I realize that. But hey, you've got at least 60 more years to decide. Even more if I can persuade the big guy. Yeah, I'm pretty exhausted. I've been on all day, and you know how people just sap me of all my energy. I just want to lay here with you as my pillow. All night. Binge a show on Netflix and then eat a large pizza and fall asleep. I guess I'll let you have some of the pizza too. Speaking of which, you want to order that now? I'm starving. You should know my toppings by now. And, oh, let's get wings this time. Yeah, I want, like, 3 dozen chicken wings. No, my eyes are not bigger than my stomach. And I know I say that every time, and every time I always end up only eating less than half of what I get. But this time, I really mean it. I know I say that every time, too, but... hey, me not eating very much just means more leftovers. And I know you love having pizza for breakfast. I've seen you do it too many times not to piece that one together. So yeah, 2 large pizzas and 3 orders of 10 chicken wings each. Thanks, babe. You're the best. Now, do you mind if I just nap on you for a little bit? Just until the pizza gets here. Yeah, you can wake me up once the pizza guy shows up. Oh, you're so sweet. Now, if you keep running your hand through my hair like that, there's no way I'm not gonna fall asleep. Especially when you graze my horns like that. You're wonderful, babe. I love you so much. Days later. All right, sir. Your paperwork appears to be in order. Your torture room is just down the hallway, 4th door on the right. You'll know it's the right room when it spits a plume of fire at you as soon as you open the door. Have an agonizing eternity. I would say have a nice day, but we don't do that here. Next, please. Hello. Welcome to hell. Local time is irrelevant. Local temperature is too hot. Remember, you're here for a reason. Protesting will just extend your punishment. I'll need you to fill out some paper. Babe? Oh my god. What are you doing here? You didn't die, did you? Please tell me you didn't die. God. Wait, I don't know if I'm allowed to say that down here. Anyway, if it's not that, then what are you doing here? Did you come here to visit me at work? Oh, babe. You remembered I told you that you restored my faith in humanity, so you thought you'd visit me at the place I needed you most. That is so thoughtful. I really don't deserve a partner like you. You are literally the best. And hey, it's almost break time anyway. I'm sure the Big D wouldn't mind if I took it a little bit early. I know I have a line waiting to check in, but it's hell. I'm sure these people will be fine with their thousands of years of torment being slightly delayed. So, what have you been up to today? Oh, you went out shopping? For what? You brought me chocolate? Oh, you're perfect. Oh, I should probably eat it quickly, huh? I mean, it'll be much more likely to melt down here. And speaking of down here, how did you even get here? Normally, the only way for a human to get in is from the soul leaving the body. Or, I mean, I guess through a portal. But those don't just open on their own. Oh yeah, you did befriend one of my coworkers. I forgot about that. Franklin, right? From Layer 3? Yeah, I remember now. He's on one of your sports teams, isn't he? Yeah, he came in late today. Said he was helping a friend with something important. I guess I know what he was doing now. Huh? I'm on break, sir. I'll get to you when I'm finished. Sorry about that, babe. You know how people can get. Honestly, I hate this job sometimes. These people truly deserve to be down here. But every time I'm sitting in this chair, bummed out after hearing about some heinous act someone committed, I close my eyes and go to my happy place. And guess what? My happy place is with you. Wherever you are, being in your arms is my happy place. And I hope I have a similar effect on you. I do. That's wonderful to hear. I love you so much. You make my days brighter, whether you're here with me or not. I hope you know that. Just being there for me is already more than enough, but you go above and beyond. These little things like visiting me when I need you, bringing me chocolate. You go a step further than you even need to. Don't think it goes unnoticed. Every single day, I love you more and more. Oh, thanks, babe. Sir, I thought I said I'd get to you in a moment. My break is not over, and you do not want to speak to the manager. He's a little more hot-headed than I am. I know, right? He seems eager to get into hell. It's fine. I've got ways of dealing with people like him. A lot of the people checking in here think I'm some sort of pushover because I'm just a secretary. But that couldn't be further from the truth. I can be ruthless if I need to be. Plus, I've made friends with the Big D. He's surprisingly chill. Especially if you get him talking about his dog. Well, Cerberus, but same difference. Let me tell you, He spoils that pup like you wouldn't believe. Yeah, I'll have to introduce you sometime. I know you love dogs, so you'll immediately have a common interest. Just warning you, though. Don't play cards against him. He cheats. And he doesn't mind me telling you that. He's very open about it. He's the devil. Of course he cheats. Oh, and have you thought about that offer he made to you to become a demon after you die? You're still thinking about it. That's fair. I just figured I'd give you a little loving reminder, just in case you forgot. It does involve you working down here, but honestly, I feel like the boss would let us work together. He's very lenient to his employees, because he wants everything running smoothly, you know? And high morale is a good way to do that. One more word of you, sir, and I'm sending you down a layer. Yes, I actually am allowed to do that. Don't tempt me. Yeah, we're only on layer two. The ones below this are much worse, from what I hear. And the people are worse to match. I couldn't imagine working on any of them. I already have the bottom of the barrel of humanity. I can't even imagine what it's like below the barrel. My break's almost over. I know it's really short, but luckily I get a lot of them. Plus lunch. So that's nice. You should probably go home. As much as I want you here with me all day, every day. I don't think, as a human, you're technically allowed to be here if you're not being punished. 10 minutes you can pass off as visiting your girlfriend. 6 hours is pushing it. Absolutely. I'll see you at home. I'll be thinking about you every second until then. Like I said, you're my happy place. Maybe later on I could reward you for doing this for me. I could even keep my uniform on. As I know, you love a woman in uniform. I love you too. See you later, sweetheart. Next, please. All right, sir. That does it. I warned him.